This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. Do you ever get the feeling that social media is taking over your life? That your day-to-day is ruled by the buzz of notifications and the pings of incoming messages? Well, guilty as charged. Well, increasing numbers of Europeans are taking digital detox vacations to get away from computers and smartphones. That sounds pretty good right now. The BBC's Elizabeth Hodson takes us on that journey.
Are you addicted to social media? If so, you're not alone. Market research company Global Web Index has found that 60% of the world's population uses social media for an average of nearly 2.5 hours every day. And for some people, it can be far higher, like Mia Young, a writer and content creator from London.
I use it pretty much 24 hours a day when I'm not sleeping. It's by my bed. It's the first thing I look at in the morning, last thing I look at night.
Her job means she's rarely away from the glow of her smartphone screen.
I engage with the people that follow me. I like to answer any comments.
But when Mia started working on a book, she decided the smartphone habit needed to be kicked. So she booked herself into the Glasshouse Retreat in Essex in the south of England for a week. As well as yoga, early morning walks and sound baths, it also offers a digital detox. The wellness manager, Jamie Walton, showed me one of the bedrooms, which is around $440 a night.
Inside the wardrobes, you've got a normal safe, and then we've got this little white plastic box here. And you can pop your phone in there, you turn the dial to choose how many hours or days that you want, and then you press it in and it will lock the box, so there is no way to open it.
But surely, if you really want your phone, you can ask nicely at reception. Not so, says Jamie.
There's no override key, you can't force it open. The only way would be with like a hacksaw, which we have had to do for a guest before because she thought she'd put 2 hours and she put 2 days and she needed her phone.
So have any of the guests taken the lockbox option? Jaina Tokai told me that she'd been tempted.
I think it's a difficult thing. In your mind, you're like, I definitely want to do it. But the actual putting it away, face down, leaving it alone is quite tricky.
She says she has children, so she doesn't feel she can lock her phone away completely. So how about content creator Mia?
I was advised not to do it for the full 7 nights in one go. So I did it slowly. I did 24 hours the first evening, and it felt very odd having breakfast on my own.
But she said she enjoyed just sitting and thinking without the distraction of her phone, and she has realised she doesn't have to answer social media messages straight away.
I can actually just block off some time to get on top of it rather than continuously being available.
Mia used some of her permitted screen time during her stay to order herself something, a phone lockbox for home. I'm the BBC's very relaxed Elizabeth Hodson for Marketplace.